Our next story takes us to Japan, where recently Ariana Miyamoto became the first half-African-American woman to be crowned Miss Japan. And she's faced a lot of backlash from those who believe she is not Japanese enough to represent the country. The Japanese don't talk a lot about routine discrimination there, but reporter Naomi Gingold spoke with one Japanese-American who entered that conversation and had problems of his own.
Growing up in Southern Florida, Japanese-American Miki Dezaki was exposed to a lot of stereotypes. From the kids around him who'd make jokes about Asian people.
And it's just like, oh, don't worry, it's just a joke, you know? And you're just like, okay, it's not funny to me because you're making fun of me and all of Asians and, you know.
And he also heard it from his immigrant Japanese parents, who would say derogatory things about other Asians.
So I was very maybe sensitive to stereotypes. So, you know, I would purposely get bad grades because I didn't want to be the smart Asian in middle school.
When he finished college, Dezaki went to teach English in Japan. And he realized that in a lot of ways, racism there might actually be worse because no one talks about it.
I don't think anything has changed and there's no dialogue about it.
Dezaki was teaching at a high school in Okinawa, the Hawaii of Japan. Okinawans are actually a separate ethnic group, and they've been discriminated against for a long time. Today, it's not uncommon for a landlord in Tokyo to refuse to rent to someone who's Chinese or Korean or white or Okinawan. The country has issues.
The teachers, you know, educated people, really knew nothing about it either. It's a non-issue.
There's a generally accepted mythology in Japan that the country is homogeneous. And if the country's homogeneous, then racism and discrimination don't exist, at least not in everyday consciousness. Dezaki found that his students thought racism was an American problem, despite Okinawa's history.
I thought that at least somebody should say something about it.
Near the end of his stint in Okinawa, Dezaki was told he could teach any lesson he wanted. So he decided to do one on discrimination. It started like this. Raise your hand if you think there is racism and discrimination in Japan.
And in every class, only two or three students out of 40 raise their hands.
And the only thing they could come up with was discrimination against handicapped people. They'd had a class on it. In the lesson, Dezaki went on to describe different kinds of discrimination. Race, sexuality, nationality, just judging the kid next to you. He spoke about how people form discriminatory ideas, how they can be changed.
Before I begin, I just want to say that I know there's a lot of racism in America, and I'm not saying that America is better than Japan or anything like that. I just want to get that out of the way.
Students loved the class. Teachers loved it. And the vice principal asked him to teach the lesson to every class in the school. And then Dezaki, who already had a popular channel on YouTube, put the lesson online.
Do I believe there's racism and discrimination in Japan? Of course I do. I'll give you some examples. A lot of people in Japan call disposable cameras baka-chon cameras. Baka means stupid or idiot, and chon is a derogatory term for Korean people. So the term baka-chon camera means a camera so easy to use that even an idiot or a Korean person can use it.
Japanese extremists pounced on the video, saying it was lies, just Japan bashing. They sent him death threats, called his school. Coworkers pressured him to take it down, claiming students would be hurt, that they were going to end the foreign English teacher program because of him. He says he felt terrible for putting them through it, but
I started to feel a little angry that they wouldn't support me. I was like, you guys are teachers, and you guys don't support freedom of speech.
The video stayed up. After a couple months, things died down, but some of Dezaki's former coworkers, who he considered friends, still don't talk to him. Dezaki now plans to go back to Japan. He wants to study how censorship and the government's revision of history affect Japanese youth.
I'm surprised that you're applying to a Japanese school for that.
Yeah, well, you gotta be in the fire, right?
Eventually, he plans to go back to video, make documentaries about issues in modern Japan, and possibly spark a larger dialogue. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.